I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Now we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and two politically savvy guests for this week's Political Corner. Juan?
Thanks, Farai. We're joined now on Political Corner by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Al Gore's presidential campaign in the year 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own consulting firm here in Washington. Also with us, Robert Trainum, GOP political consultant on Capitol Hill. Robert, Donna, thanks for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
Let's start with Congressman Charles Rangel. The congressman from Harlem is making news this week because he has come out and said very clearly that if the Democrats gain control of the Congress, that his Ways and Means Committee will look at undoing some of the tax cuts that were put in place by President Bush. In addition, he's caused alarms to go off among Republicans because he said that in order to continue the war in Iraq, you need funding, which suggests the possibility that Democrats might pull the funding. Robert Trainum, is this a campaign tactic by Republicans to try to energize their base, or are they really concerned about Charlie Rangel's words?
Well, I respectfully disagree with Mr. Rangel in terms of being able to grow the economy and also paying for the war in Iraq. Look, Juan, the economy grows when Americans have more of their own money in their back pockets to do what they think is best. The GOP Congress, along with the Democrats, working in a bipartisan fashion, worked back in 2001 to cut the capital gains, to cut dividends, and to create even more jobs in this country. What Congressman Rangel is proposing to do is not only detrimental to the overall morale of this country, but also hurts the economic engine in this country. So, you know, it's very reckless for him to throw these ideas out there. It's very irresponsible. And God help us if the Congress was to turn Democrat, because frankly, I do think that Congressman Rangel will probably move up on his threat.
Donna Brazile, is it the case that Congressman Rangel has spoken out of turn? Because other Democrats have been very quiet about what their plans might be if the Democrats take control of the House or the Senate. Now here's Rangel speaking out, and all of a sudden there's editorials in the Wall Street Journal coming from the conservative brain trust saying, oh gosh, look what Charlie Rangel, look what these Democrats would do. You just heard from Robert Trainum, God help us if the Democrats take control. So did Charlie Rangel speak out of turn?
Absolutely not. I think what Mr. Rangel was doing was making a case for the Democrats to not only go back to the era of pay-as-you-go, but he was making a case that we cannot continue down the path that we're on today. And what Mr. Rangel is proposing is that we look at the entire fiscal landscape and to see where we can make some much-needed cuts, not just in spending, but also in making sure that we don't do another round of tax cuts. Now, for Republicans, that means, or at least they allege that this means that we're going to raise taxes. The truth is that we've already raised taxes on the middle class. Over 19 million Americans have lost some much-needed tax breaks. They've lost a business tax credit. Even teachers can no longer deduct out-of-pocket expenses. 3.3 million teachers will lose out on the $814 million in savings that they get from educator being an educator in their expense deduction. I know that because I'm an educator. So I think the GOP Congress, they've allowed the tax breaks for the middle class to expire, thereby raising taxes. What Mr. Rangel is saying is that we need to put it all on the table and we need to go back to a fiscal policy that allowed us to pay as we go.
Robert?
Well, Juan, let's take a look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. And the numbers say that per capita income is up 9.2% over the past 4 years. The numbers say that 5.7 million new jobs have been created over the past 5 years. The numbers say that the economy grew at 4.2%. And by the way, these are numbers from the, quote, nonpartisan Congressional Research Service that Donna likes to quote. In addition to that, productivity has grown 2.4%. The fact is that more income in the economy means that more Americans have much more money to invest, much more money to buy homes. And let's talk about homes. Low-income home housing has gone up 4.7%, and there has been a record number of African Americans and Hispanics that have bought their first new home under this Bush administration.
Donna, so, let Donna in here.
Robert, you're painting a picture that doesn't exist. This tax credit that the Republicans allowed to expire before acting on it when Congress left last week, that will put more Americans in jeopardy of not being able to pay their mortgage and not being able to afford college tuition. And that that's the reality that we have to face. And what Mr. Rangel is saying is that if we want to continue to stay in Iraq without an exit strategy, then we need to put some these so-called tax cuts to the rich on the table and see if we can pay for the war with some of those tax breaks.
Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 presidential race. Ms. Brazil now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. And as you heard, she's an educator, a columnist, and more. And Robert Trainum, GOP political strategist. Robert operates on Capitol Hill. Robert, thank you for joining us on Political Corner. Donna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Farai.
Thanks, Juan. Join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and his Washington insiders every Thursday right here on Political Corner.